Megillas Esther, Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet. So the king is making a party on the third year of his reign, Behar Oso es Oshar Kavod Malchuso. When he displayed, and that tells us something about the character of Ahasuerus, that appearances are very, very important to him. He regards it as a central act of government to redo the East Wing and have a giant ballroom that costs $250 million. I am not going to compare Ahasuerus to any current or past or present rulers of world countries like, I don't know, the United States of America. But if Ahasuerus had red hair and a spray-on tan, orange hair, maybe it wouldn't be so surprising. He wants to show off Osher Kavod Malchuso, the wealth, the riches of his kingdom. That's Yikar Teferes Gedulaso, and the splendor of his most excellent majesty, as Bill and Ted probably would have called him if they had met him. Most excellent. L'chol sorov, I'm sorry, same pasuk. Yomim rabim, shmonim u'ma'as yom. And it's going to be a long-lasting party. It's going to last for many days. 180 days of partying is what we're going to do. Chazal make a connection. The Gra brings down the Perush HaGra in Megillas Esther. The Bir HaGra is tremendous. A lot of fun to read. Nebuchadnezzar had 1,080 different treasures that he had buried in the bottom of the Euphrates River, the Nahar Paros, and Koresh, predecessor of Ahasuerus, was revealed to him that location, because he was the one who said you could rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and he handed it down to Ahasuerus, who inherited the fortune, and he showed them six treasures a day. Osher, Kavod, Malchuso, Yikar, Tiferes, Gedulaso, six. So 180 days, 180 times 6 treasures each day goes out to 1,080. So there's a little bit of math, not my strong suit, involved here. The Yikar Teferes Gedulaso, some say that he put on the Big Day Kahuna, possibly from the Kohen Gadol, that had been looted during the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Hey, Uvim Los Hayomim Ho'ela, and at the conclusion, at the fulfillment of these days, Asa HaMelech L'chol Ha'am. The king said, hey, a party for the nobles is good enough, but let's make a party for the entire nation, for all of the people. Hanim Tzim B'Shushan Habira, who could be found in Shushan Habira, the capital of Shushan. Lemi Gadol V'Yad Katan, from great and small alike. So he's showing off to people whose opinion he doesn't even care about. Mishteh Shivas Yomim, another seven-day party. So 180 days for the 1%. And the rest of us get a measly 7 days. Bachatzar ginas bisan hamelach, in the court of the garden of the king's palace, which must have been a tremendous and lavish place to be able to fit everybody there. Again, this seems to suggest that he is buying loyalty of everyone. He wants to make sure that he's got everybody on his side. There's a Gemara in Megillah. A lot of the Pesukim in the Megillah of Esther are broken down in great detail in Gemara Megillah, in the Masechta. He wants to win the loyalty of the people of Shushan, but Rav and Shmuel have a difference of opinion. Some say that's a good thing, and others say that he was foolish because he should have gotten their loyalty first, because that way if anybody else made war, he would have the entire city defending him. So did you want the 1% to back you, or did you want the bulk of the people to back you? Zoran Mamdani, I will try not to make Mamdani jokes every single time we come up against Haman. But Zoran Mamdani kind of understood that, and he wanted to buy the loyalty of the entire city, Lemi Gadol V'Yad Katan. So maybe he learned a little lesson from Megillas Esther somewhere along the line, as some of his advisors did. Now, what was so bad? On the Jewish point of view, as we all know the tradition, the Gemara says, because Nehenu, they got Hana'ah from the feast of the Rosh Ahasuerus. It doesn't say that they ate. It says Nehenu. Some of them ate. They could have claimed that they were afraid to not eat because they would look terrible. But the Chet is also partly just that they had so much enjoyment at a party where he's wearing the Big Day Kahuna, which goes with what Rabbi Rosner said in my introduction, the idea that many of the Jews had forgotten to really daven for the Beis HaMikdash to come back. They had let it go already. And what was the entire party decor done by all the party planners? Pasuk Vav, Chur Karpas Usecheles, hangings of white fine cotton, Usecheles and blue, Achuz Bechavle Vutz V'Argamon, the great royal colors, held with cords of fine linen, so all of the beautiful curtains, it's extravagant, it's outdoors in the courtyard, with the oriental hangings of the classic variety. Al Glilei Chesed V'Amudei Sheish. So they're held back with cords of fine linen, with purple, on silver rods and marble pillars. Amudei Sheish. We've heard of the kids' choir, perhaps, from decades ago, because I am old. Mitos Zahav V'Chesed. Couches. I'm going to assume couches, not beds. Of gold and silver. Al Ritzfas Bahat Boshesh. That's a mistake I made in the Megillah for the first, I don't know, 22 years I landed. I used to say Ritzpas with a pay. It's a fay. I remember when Rabbi Norman Strickman of Marine Park Jewish Center corrected me. It's a fay. Ritzfas Bahat Boshesh V'Dar V'Sochares. And on a pavement, on a floor surface of green and white, and shell, and onyx marble. And there's some difference of opinion about what all of these glorious stones stood for. But all of this, just over the top in terms of its lavishness. And then, of course, the part that we lay nechatrap. V'hashkaos b'chleizahav v'cheilim mikelim shonim. The drinks were served in golden goblets, and the golden goblets were from the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. The golden splendor, the Yalkut Shimoni says, dimmed and turned dull and like lead instead of looking as beautiful as they were. Many of the Yidden who were there were very saddened at this, and that's another reason for the Echatrap, to show that the Jews themselves who were enjoying themselves might not have been enjoying themselves that much. And Chelim Mikelim Shonim, no two goblets were alike. Each one was unique. V'yein Malchus Rav Ki Yad HaMelech. And royal wine, that's the good quality stuff, that's the good stuff, in abundance, according to the bounty of the king. So everyone was served wine, the Gemara in Megillah says, that was older than himself. So I would get some very high quality wine. Me and a couple of guys I know, we're drinking the 60-year-old stuff. That's a pretty good vintage. And finally, Pasaches Vashas Yachados Ein Ones, the drinking was according to the law, Ein Ones, and this gives the lie to the Jewish people who said, oh, we were scared, because nobody was forced to do anything without coercion. If you wanted to drink from a regular cup, drink from a regular cup. You want to drink just a little bit, you can drink just a little bit. It was a tradition, Rabbi Levi says in the Gemara, that inhabitants of Persia had to drink from a very large cup, which had more than 2 quarts in it, 22 revias of wine. So Achashverosh used that as a decorative cup, but he didn't make everybody drink it. Kicheni sad hamelach al kol rav beso, because that's what the king had ordered over all the officers of his house, lasos kirtzon ish v'ish, to do according to every man's will, every man's pleasure. So you're completely democratic. You can ride the bus for free if you want to. Everybody gets what they want. Everybody has a great time. With an elected leader, that's the kind of thing that he's going to try to do to keep public opinion on his side. So everything is great to do kirtzon ish v'ish. And kirtzon ish v'ish, the Mamloe says, even according to two anoshim who were very different from each other, ish like Mordechai and ish Haman, who are both referred to as Ish later on. Ish Asher HaMelech Chafetz, the man who the king has in mind. Haman hoped that the Jews would drink from the terrible kelim that they were not allowed to drink from. Mordechai hoped that they wouldn't eat or drink anything that was defiled. And Yain Akum.